This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When God gave Israel final instructions before they entered the Promised Land, He shared truth about marriage. Marriage and the family are strategic in any society. Deuteronomy 20, verses 13 through 30, affirms the sacredness of marriage. Maintaining virginity till marriage is emphasized. Faithfulness in marriage is required. Sexual intimacy was to be experienced only in marriage. There were severe consequences whenever unfaithfulness was discovered, and clear protections and rewards for faithfulness. These matters became public by virtue of the way they were to be handled, and they were handled as indicated because they impact society. In our day, we've compromised in these matters to the point where the only concern people have anymore is how their sexual and romantic involvements affect themselves. We're so self-centered that we have little concern for a violated mate, children in the family, extended family, and society around us. The scars on lives are staggering, and the devastating effect on subsequent generations beyond calculation. God's instructions on sex are not designed to rob us, but rather to protect us and provide safe places for our love to be expressed and experienced in the most satisfying and rewarding way. When society disregards what God says about the intimate relationship between a man and a woman, they're asking for dire consequences, the unraveling of the fabric that holds a society together. May God help us follow His wisdom in the matter of marriage and the family.